Today, on GeekCast number 38, I'm going to give you an introduction to RSS, plus a really cool parody of the old Mac switching commercials. All that, right here, right now, on the GeekCast.
Geez, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Podcasting at the speed of the internet, this is the GeekCast with Aaron Krakow.
Hello, everyone out there in the podcast nation. Welcome to the GeekCast. This is the GeekCast number 38 for Wednesday, July 6th, 2005. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show, listening all across the world on their iPods, iTunes, iRivers, Creative Zens, Winamp, Windows Media Player, however you get the show, welcome. It's great to have you here. Have a great show for you today. Going to talk about RSS, going to talk about some other cool items here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Stick around. Let's get right into contact information. As always, the website is livejournal.com/users/geekcast. You get me on the feed, which is feeds.feedburner.com/geekcast. The Skype, username is geekcast. Also, if you want the show notes automatically emailed to you, go ahead and send a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. And the email address for the show is geekcast@gmail.com. Finally, the voicemail, if you ever want to call, leave a message, your questions, comments, everything like that, 206-98-GEEK-1. A couple of items of note to everybody here. First off, the first episode of Podcast Nation is edited, ready for posting. It should be up within the next day or two, and that is coming very shortly. The website for all of you to check that out will be podcastnation.blogspot.com. It's a really interesting show. I think you'll all like it. Go ahead and check it out. I hope you really, really like it. Let me know what you think. Second, old episodes of the GeekCast are coming back. Yes. Thanks to the hosting at rmedia.org, which is part of the Internet Archive, I'm uploading all the old shows, so they're all coming back online, and I'm slowly but surely getting all the links updated on the website, so you can listen to the old shows. Right now, episodes 1 through 12 are live. You can go onto the website, and you can download those. They are available right now. And also, I have put on shows 29, 30, and 31, and those are the episodes where I did the interview with Leo Laporte. So you can get those episodes. I know a lot of people have been asking about the Leo Laporte interviews. Now they're live again. I hope you all enjoy it. And the rest of the show will be live very soon. I'm working on that right now. Finally, a little bit of a social experiment here. You know those websites where it's the get things for free, like the free iPods? Well, do these websites really work? Let's find out. So if you want to help out with this experiment, go ahead and click the link that's in the show notes and sign up for a free trial. Let's see if it works. Just remember to cancel it because, you know, I don't want anybody getting charged for anything. I take no responsibility if you don't cancel any subscriptions there. So just be careful. Read all the fine print. And pretty much if 9 people do it, then I get a quote-unquote free Mac Mini. So does this work? Who knows? Let's find out. As the shows go on, I'll report on the progress of this and see exactly what happens and, well, does it really work or is it all a big scam? We'll find out. So anybody who helps me out, though, the incentive, I'll give you your choice of an invitation to either Google's Gmail, which gives you over 2 gigabytes of space, or I have invites to the Yahoo 360. So if you help me out, I'll toss you one of those and let's see what happens. Anyhow, enough of my rambling. Let's get right into the tech news. Today's story is one that is tech-related, but it is a terrible tragedy, and I felt that it was very important to talk about this on the GeekCast. Pretty much, I don't know how many of you have heard the news. This is local to me, so it hits home. But a teenager was killed for his iPod last week. 2 teenagers are under arrest under suspicion of killing another teen for his iPod. The portable music player, it created a rift between some teens that ended up in somebody dying. The boys were facing charges of murder, robbery, and weapons possession in the death of 15-year-old Christopher Rose. Rose and 3 friends were harassed by a group of young men Saturday evening in Brooklyn, and the members of the group demanded Rose's iPod and then stabbed him twice in the chest. The group fled, taking Rose's iPod and a backpack. The police have reported a wave of iPod robberies on city subways, saying in April that 50 iPods had been stolen this year alone, compared to none over the same period last year. This is very important for everybody to know, because those white earbuds that everybody has that come with the iPod, they're a dead giveaway. Hide your iPod in your pocket. Get a pair of headphones from Best Buy, from Target. Something black, something normal looking that is not going to make you stand out that you have an iPod. Very important. We don't want anybody getting hurt. And you know what? If somebody comes up to you and demands your iPod, just give it to them. It's never worth your life. Switching gears a little, Apple has announced that they are approaching the 500 million song mark on the iTunes Music Store. And of course, just like the last time they were reaching a milestone, they are having a contest. The fan who purchases the 500 millionth song is going to receive, get this, 10 iPods. Any iPod that they want, their choice. It could be any iPod. The regular iPod, well, it was the photo, any size. They can get the U2 iPod, the photo, the shuffle, the mini, anything. All of them. You get 10 of them, and you also get a gold gift card that is worth 10,000 songs from the music store. Also, you get a 10 additional 50 song cards to go along with the other iPods, which is pretty cool, because you know you're probably going to be giving them away. And the coolest part of it all, you get a trip to see Coldplay on tour, and you get front row seats for that show, plus you get a backstage pass. So, everybody check it out. They are also giving away iPod minis for every 100,000 song downloaded from now till the 500 million mark. So, go ahead, check it out. There's a free way to enter as well. You don't necessarily have to purchase a song. If you use the Tell a Friend link and send it to a specific email address, you can enter for free. All that information is available on the website at apple.com/iTunes. Moving right along, Amazon is turning 10. Soon after Amazon Incorporated debuted 10 years ago, Jeff Bezos and his handful of employees, they used to spend late summer nights packing books in a tiny warehouse, scrambling to ship ship to a growing amount of people. Today, the man who has grown accustomed to being hailed as the king of internet commerce and runs a global powerhouse did nearly $7 billion in sales last year. And Amazon has been selling everything from banjo cases to wild boar baby back ribs. Finally, another nail in the coffin for Windows, the time to live, quote-unquote, has shortened for Windows. The speed in which a PC can become infected if not properly protected on the internet is now at 12 minutes. And this is according to London-based security company Sophos. They have detected 7,944 new viruses in the first half of 2005. This is a 59% increase over the same time span last year. Okay, this is something a little different that I'm going to do here. This is a little bit of a comedy segment that I've seen online, and it's really cool. This is from a website, happynowhere.net. And it is a parody of the old switching commercials that Apple used to run. Just so you know, there's a couple of curse words. So for you, it may not be pod safe. You want to make sure if the kids are listening, you know, that they don't hear it. But it's only one or two curse words, so it's nothing too crazy. It's a lot of fun to listen to. The video, if you check it out at happynowhere.net, is really funny. I hope you all enjoy it. So here we go. This is the switching parody from Happy Nowhere.
Editing is all Mac-based now. I mean, you know, the program's out there on the PC, but whether you're using Avid or using Final Cut Pro, you're working on a Macintosh. Using a Mac is a little different than using a PC. It's not so much operating a computer as it is sort of tricking it, fooling it into doing what it is you really want it to do. You kind of have to sneak up on a Mac. I don't feel like I'm operating the Mac so much as I'm just there sharing the Mac experience. And if I can do something useful while the Mac is willing, so much the better. One of the coolest features of the Macintosh is it's really easy to shut down. All you have to do is be using a piece of software and then poof, it goes away. It's gone. It's shut down. You didn't push any buttons. You didn't close. You didn't even save. It's just gone. Unless you want to shut down a Mac. Oh, that's a whole other story. I mean, you try to close a program and it locks up. And then you do that funny, what is it, the cloverleaf period thing?
The unnatural and ultimately useless interrupt key.
Then nothing moves. Then you push the power button and it won't turn off. You go around and unplug it. And you better hope you're not on a laptop, because then you got to find the damn battery and try to pull that out or the thing will never shut down. So I put my CD in the CD-ROM tray, and I'm copying media off that CD, dragging it onto my desktop, I eject it, and where did my files go? It's the only operating system I know of where click and drag does not mean you actually copy or move anything. No, you're just making shortcuts on your desktop. So I've got my next CD, and I slam it into the CD-ROM tray, and lo and behold, it starts playing all by itself. I'm looking for a way to turn it off. Finally, out of desperation, I click and drag the CD into the garbage can. The system locks up. So I go to the cloverleaf period spacebar thing, hoping I can stop the program, and I get a little caution window saying, careful, interrupting this program may lock up the system. I try to click OK, but the system's already locked up!
I like the handle here. That's so you can attach a chain and use it as a boat anchor!
The Mac is practicing some kind of bizarre psychological warfare on me because I'm working late at night. At the corner of my eye, I keep seeing this thing jumping up and down. The update manager is bouncing at the bottom of the screen like a Jack Russell fucking terrier. So I'm looking around in the list of the files, trying to find the executable that wants me to update. And if I click on any one of them by accident, I rename it! Oh no, it's been renamed nothing. It was some kind of important system file, and the computer crashes! On a PC, no data's really lost. I mean, there's a way to undelete a file. If you know what you're doing in DOS, you can go in and recover anything that's been corrupted. On a Mac, if you lose a file, you run to the store to get a copy of the Mac version of Norton Utilities. You run back only to have Norton go, "You idiot! You own a Macintosh! The file is fucking gone! It's just gone!" Don't have any tools or any kind of buttons or whatever, dials or switches in the bottom of the screen, because if you reach for them, the dock menu comes up. You've got to, like, angle around and slide and dodge the thing to get to the control. It's kind of like boxing with your computer. I can put it on the bottom, I can put it on the left, I can put it on the right. No, I can't put it on the top. That's reserved for the mighty Blue Apple. My name is Hunter Kressel. I'm an editor, and I cut together everything you saw tonight on a Macintosh. Mac killed my inner child.
Get ready to learn something new. You're on the GeekCast.
Today's how-to segment is an introduction to RSS. RSS is all the rage right now, especially with the ever-growing popularity of podcasting. But really, what is RSS? What are the advantages of it? What do you do with it? I'm going to explain that. RSS stands for really simple syndication. And it's a way where you can syndicate website content so people can read it in a RSS reader, which is convenient for them. The specification was adapted from Dave Weiner's Scripting News and Netscape's RSS .91, and it's maintained by an advisory board at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. RSS pretty much is a feed that's generated by consistently changing websites, such as Slashdot, CNetNews.com, Dig, CNN, all these websites that are constantly updating have RSS feeds, and you can subscribe to them just like you subscribe to podcasts. And when you subscribe to them, it adds it to whatever program you use to read the feeds, and you can read them through there. And it makes it really, really easy. RSS is just text, really, for when you're looking at websites. It strips all of the information and formatting out of the website and just gives you straight up content, which is pretty cool, because when you're looking at websites, you have to look through the ads and this and that. It makes it kind of complicated. When you're going through RSS, you have a headline and you have the text, and it can even show up like an email so that you have a subject and then a body. Now, there's a lot of programs out there. One that I used to use was called RSS Reader, but a lot of web browsers come with RSS built right in. Two of these web browsers, Firefox and my favorite, Opera. Opera has built-in RSS feeds right into the browser, and also, how could I forget, Safari. The new Safari on Tiger also has RSS built in as well. In Safari and also on Opera, when you go to a website that offers an RSS feed, a blue button that says RSS comes up right in the address bar. By clicking on that, it asks you if you want to subscribe. You say yes, the browser goes ahead, copies the link in, and then it downloads all of that content. And you can go ahead and view that really easily. When you're going in Firefox, it shows a orange, kind of like a wave icon near the bottom right of the screen. And by subscribing to that, it adds it to your bookmarks. So when you click on your bookmarks folder, the and you click on the feed, it shows you the updated information, the content from the website, and you're good to go. And you can just click on the item you want. It brings you right to the story, and it works really well. Excuse me. In Opera, you can sort by date. You can filter by date, and so only view feeds that are from today. You can only view items that are from the week, the past few days, and so on and so forth. And you can also sort them by where they come from, the dates they come in, by subject, yada, yada, yada. In Safari, it has an entirely different interface, which is really cool, and it has a little slider on it that the more you slide it, the more constrained the date becomes, and it works really, really well. Plus, in Tiger, when you subscribe to a feed, you can actually use that feed as a screensaver so that when your screensaver comes up, it kind of has like a bluish background, and the text from the feed comes in on your screen. It shows the headline, the first sentence or two, and then it has a hotkey. So it'll say press 4 to see the story. If you press 4, it takes off the screensaver and goes right into Safari and shows you the story. It is really, really cool. For an interesting list of things to do with RSS, you can check out more information on the show notes at the website.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
All right, everybody, so that's about going to do it for this edition of the GeekCast. Again, this is GeekCast number 38. I appreciate everybody listening. The information for the show is the website, livejournal.com/users/GeekCast. The email address is geekcast@gmail.com. Leave voicemail for me at 206-98-GEEK1, and also get the show notes automatically emailed to you by sending a blank email to geekcastpodcast-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. Thanks to all the new subscribers. Please vote for me on Podcast Alley. It is much appreciated. If you do, I can send you a Gmail invitation. Just let me know that you voted. Also, please check this out on iTunes. I'd love to have all the subscribers from there, too. Again, thanks for listening, everybody. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Stop cheating, did it? Be my captain's in a steady watch me navigate. Don't stop cheating, did it? Be my captain's in a steady watch me navigate.